We have quite a bit of data starting to show up, and it's accumulating from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, from NASA, from the National Science Foundation, from the National Academies of Science, from NOAA, that tells us that our emissions are contributing to climate change. And if we're going to be ethical, we need to consider how our actions affect other people, what the consequences are of what we're doing, and be cognizant and concerned about them. And the data is strongly suggesting that our actions are hurting and are being harmful. And, one of the things, if you're only concerned about us here and now, we're going to have less snow on the Sierras and the Rockies and less water in the western part of the United States. And this is serious. So what should we do about that? What's the best way forward? And, I think we've had a cap and trade experience with acid rain in the Northeast that was effective, and basically all parties believe and have confidence that was an effective policy, and it has cleaned up the problem. So I would essentially, cap and trade essentially makes emissions expensive. And if emissions become expensive, I believe the free market will fill in. Then there's a huge demand for energy. Entrepreneurs will fill in with their own risk, with their own money, with their efficiencies and their science to capitalize on energy policy, energy sources that do not contribute to climate change. But we do not need a the government should not be in the business of deciding what those are, other than being a clearinghouse for information and basic scientific research.